This is a call for Hilly
Speaking.
Organic Listing.
How can I help you?
Hi, how are you? I'm calling on behalf of a potential companion care for a loved one, and he's
sure.
looking into starting and getting the process started because he takes care of his grandma consistently after having a stroke, and she is
okay.
incapable of her independency at this point. So, you know, I said, well, he's there to love, you know, he's been taking care of her. So I was like, you know, I'm a full-time caregiver myself.
Right.
But not through this company, but I just was like, well, let's call around and see what we can do. So I saw your company, and I'm just, you know, inquiring about that.
Yes, of
course. She has Medicare. I want to just say that first.
Sure. So she's on Medicaid?
Medicare.
What about Medicaid?
Yeah, that's what we're trying to see. I don't think she's on Medicaid. She's over 65. Would she qualify for that?
Yes, of course. If you want, I can check if she's on Medicaid. I can check in the system,
okay.
Maybe.
That would
yeah?
be great.
Okay, so let me do, what's your name?
His name is Andrew Cates, and his mom's, his grandmother's name is Shirley Cates.
Okay, so the grandmother needs the care, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm sorry, I'm Andrew. I'm your
Yeah, it's
though.
Okay. That's fine. That's fine. Okay, so how do you spell your grandmother's name? Just to make sure I have
it
right.
S-H-I-R-L-E-Y.
Okay.
And last name is spelled K-A-I-T-Z.
K-A-I-T-Z.
Yes. He is in Zebra.
Yep. And what is her date of birth?
She is July 3rd.
1947. Yeah. Okay, awesome. All right, so 1947. And what is your name?
It is Andrew.
A-N-D-R-E-W. Okay, and your last name?
Same thing. Cates. Oh. K-A-I-T-Z.
Okay, and what's the best phone number to reach you?
It is 215-397.
215?
Yep. 397.
397.
6503.
6503. And what's the home address for your grandmother?
It is 31 South New Street, Hapro, PA.
New Street.
1904. Yep.
N-E-W.
040.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. Do you know the county?
Sorry, what was that?
Montgomery. Do you know which county? Montgomery?
No, Montgomery.
Okay.
Montgomery. Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. So, let me quickly check if she is on Medicaid.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because I know she's retired from the courthouse, so I'm not sure if that matters or not.
Right. So in order for her to get the home care services for this program, she has to be on Medicaid because the Medicaid pays for it. Medicaid covers this program.
Okay.
So I'm going to check. And hopefully she is, and if not, we'll take it from there. So just give me a minute, I'll put you on hold, okay?
No worries.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
See, that's what I was telling you, like the state pays for it. You
yeah.
Just have to. And it's good for you, like it's income for you.
Yeah, and good income at that.
Right. It probably should have been done a long time ago, honestly.
Yeah, because I mean, right now with the way the weather's been, like, it really, it pushed it. It did. And even Grandmom has admitted to that. She's like, I feel so tired and drained.
Yeah,
like,
that's how it's marketed. Yeah. Sad, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, whoever's messing with the weather is really affecting the elderly.
Really is.
And I get it. You can say that you call later or tomorrow. You just explain it to them. I have things I have to do, but
yeah,
it's like, this probably should have been done a couple of years ago, honestly.
Yeah. Well, a couple of years ago, she was in a better spot than she is now.
Yeah, but it's like letting go of that pride. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well, that's why Grandmom...
And also, family abundance matters at this time. Like, we need to protect ourselves.
Right.
Well, that's also why Grandmom is allowing this, because if I can get a good pay for this, I can also start paying her back the shit I owe her.
Right.
That's what she's looking for. That's why she's like...
She has to understand as well, like, and I talked to Margaret about this because I had this conversation. I was like, I have such a good friend who is such a good loving caregiver to his grandma. And I was like, you know, I just feel for him because at that big age that we're at, we need to think about our futures and what security. You have to have security. Like, you can't just be out here like that, you know?
Agreed. No, agreed.
And I get that she's like, oh, well, you pay me. I mean, well, you'll be able to pay her back.
That's what I'm saying.
I also discussed with her, like, look, I'll pay you back. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I have to look out and save for myself.
Well, she understands that we have a deal of going on with that and how that's going to get paid.
I would start talking to her about, like, well, what's going to happen when you do pass? What do I have?
Believe me, we talk about that all the time.
Okay.
Grandmom even says it all the time. I'm worried about you when I pass. What are you going to do? Like, she's actually worried about me on that one.
Right. And you need to start worrying about yourself.
I know. I actually am proud of myself last night.
Yeah.
I did not go buy anything.
Yep. I even
was up late last night trying to get things prepared for today, and yet I still only slept for like 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, but I do, when we're being an adult, we have to set ourselves up to be secure. And I talked to my mom about it. You know, so many people have asked me, what's Angie going to do when she passes, you know? And
yeah. No, trust me, it runs through my head, too. I do try to...
Like, my mom
was
like, what is he going to fall back on? You know, like, who? This is where family security or abundance comes in. There has to be inheritance.
Yeah.
That's
another reason my grandmom is allowing this to happen. If I can get some money from this, she's
right.
So I can also help get myself on my feet.
Right. You know, I'm just saying, these are just conversations that I think, you know.
Right.
And my mom said to me, when I'm responsible enough to, you know, so I'm pretty much out of the clearing with my, you know.
Right.
With things. You know, there's still fines I have to pay, of course, but, like, I'm not really worried about those fines because I'm just not.
Right. I'm worried about trying to get my life together.
You have to, and with the dog world, and they've always said that, but now it's really like a devil.
It's worse than it's ever been.
Now, yeah. You have to be in a state like, okay, well, I set myself up to be like this. Like, you can't just fall back on, oh, well, I don't have a job. We're 36. That's unacceptable. It's really unacceptable at this point.
Hello.
And hello.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry.
No.
So I see here that it says that she's not on Medicaid right now. Question
right.
is if she tried to apply for Medicaid in the past, would you know?
I think she did try after she retired from the courthouse because that was one of the things that was offered. But it's been many years. So I think the insurance she has now is Aflac, and then they were pushing it to Blue Cross. She's getting Blue Cross.
Mm-hmm.
So...
I'm thinking maybe we can try to get her on Medicaid.
Right.
Would you want us to do that? Maybe we can try to help her and guide you guys through the process?
Unfortunately, we are a little busy this morning, so we're not going to be able to do it right now.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
That is okay.
I can call to her and see if she's okay with that, too.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
And so, I have a question as well. I'm sorry.
Sure.
I'm making the difference. Like, what are the requirements and qualifications to, you know, get care with you guys through,
so,
like,
so
I mean,
honestly,
she had a massive stroke, and ever since she's had cognitive issues and has been declining, her care for her independency has been slowly declining.
Right.
And she's at a point, you know, that willpower, you know, that kind of pride has kind of been like, okay, I need more assistance. And my friend here has been helping, even though, you know, that's his her grandson. So, you know, he always helps her, but, you know, it's kind of been a prideful journey, you know, admitting that she's declined is hard. So, but recently he just told me that she's willing to, which is great, you know, take that step.
Mm-hmm. Right. So the thing is like this, first she has to be on Medicaid. That's the first step. Once she gets approved for Medicaid, and how does she get approved through Medicaid is it depends based off of her income. So if she's making too much money, that might be an issue. But if not, then they'll probably, then she'll probably be eligible.
I mean, she's
right.
been retired for, yeah.
Right. So I think she should be fine, honestly. We can try to help her get on Medicaid.
Okay.
We can definitely give it a shot.
Yeah. Okay. No problem. So if you want to just double check with her, and I can also have my intake team give you guys a call back, maybe later today or tomorrow,
now,
whenever it works.
Is the income based off of before she retired, or would it be based off of now?
Now, usually.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, she probably does qualify then.
Yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully
she's... 1 o'clock wouldn't be good because we go food shopping on Tuesdays. You know, she's got to take advantage of that senior citizen discount.
But it has to be in the business hours here, too. Like, it has to
I know, that's the only problem. That's why Tuesday is not a good day.
What do you mean business hours?
Are you guys available all the time?
Oh, you mean, like, to talk to us? Yeah, it's probably like 9 to 5, I would say. But you tell me when is good. We can make sure to call you at the time.
Unfortunately, I don't think today is going to be good.
Okay.
Well, Court, you know she walks slow. She takes
no,
her out to do food
okay.
shopping. So today's
yeah.
not going to be a good day.
Right, Tuesday is her, like, shopping day.
This is her senior citizen discount day.
Yeah. Okay.
And with her
right.
taking 3 hours, and why it's not going to be good.
Yeah.
If anything, tomorrow will be better.
Tomorrow better?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Let's do tomorrow then. Do you have a specific time?
The morning.
If I can get the around.
The morning? Tomorrow morning?
Probably around between 10 and 11, because sometimes she does have a hard time getting up in the morning.
Call from hire caregiver.
So I'm happy to have. So let me have somebody give you a call back tomorrow morning, and it'll be from Family First. So look out for a call, and we'll be happy to help you out with the process.
Alrighty.
Okay.
What's your name again?
I'm sorry?
What is your name?
My name
said,
is Mimi.
Mimi. Mimi. Mimi. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Mimi.
Okay.
Thank you for your help, Mimi.
Of course. It's my pleasure. All righty. And I'm sorry, what's your friend's name? I forgot. Stephanie?
Courtney.
Courtney.
Oh, Courtney. Okay, let me write it down. With a C or K?
Yeah. Yes. And I'm a living caregiver for the last 10 years, so... I'm very familiar with some of this process, so I'm trying to like help him in the best ways, to the right, you know, asking the right questions.
Yeah, of course. Okay, for sure, no problem. I'm happy to help. So perfect. I have the number on both of your phone numbers. If anything, we'll call you guys tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. That's amazing.
Thank you so much.
Of course, my pleasure. Have a good one. We'll be in touch.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.